This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Now, how do you stand out in a crowded marketplace, whether you're in business or an individual? Popcorn Fest, or Popcorn, aims to help you make more impact in your marketplace. I'm here with the co-founders, Yandara Al-Amin and Nina Sharil Khan. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So I'll call you Amin, and of course, I'll call you Nina. Everybody knows Nina or Nina Girl. And for people who don't, maybe I just want to start off with a little bit about your background. Maybe we can start with you, Amin. What were you doing before?
So before this, I was in the corporate training industry for about 20 plus over years. Mm-hmm. Had a realization in the year 2016 that I need to do something about my own personal branding, right? But I have like almost zero knowledge when it comes to social media marketing. And what happened was that I was really losing in the competition in the market. For some reason, every time when I go for a pitch, a few of my competitors was winning it, right? I was like, what's going on here, man?
Yeah. That's what hurts the most.
So I was like, okay, you know what? There must be something about my marketing that I need to do because I have like almost zero presence when it comes to social media. The only reason for me to use social media is to rant about politics on Facebook once in a while. And I know that something needs to be done there and then. So I was exploring the idea of actually promoting my own personal brand in 2017. So that was my goal in 2017, right? Exploring, learning stuff. So I got involved with a lot of people back then. That's when I met up with Nina as well. And then I always love Nina's energy because the thing about Nina is that she's this very chatty person, right? She has this personality and all that. So I always get attracted with her and I always wanted to get her to start her own YouTube channel, right? Because I was consuming a lot of stuff, a lot of YouTube content, right? I'm one of those people who just lurk and just take information and just have fun with it. And I just wanted to convince her to start her YouTube channel. So we were then, back then, we're like, hey, let's just explore this together. That's how things started. We just play. We were just testing things out. We tried Instagram. We tried YouTube. We tried almost everything there is until Nina came back to me one day feeling so excited. This is 2018, right, Nina? And then she came to me after attending a training, I think, and she said, Amin, you got to check out LinkedIn. And that was it. That was it. That's when everything started.
I called you Yandara earlier on, Yandaro, but anyway, I mean, Nina, your story, I've known you for a long
time. Yes.
This is a very interesting transition that you've gone into, but tell us about your background for those who don't know.
I'm going to start from the beginning. I was like a Petrona scholar, so everything perfect kind of thing. And then I did all the corporate planning thing, got into financial planning. And that's how I got into this free time that I could go for auditions and stuff. And that's how I ended up into film and TV production. But then, you know, when you're in film and TV production, I believed in that struggling artist, you know, filmmaker thing. And it just didn't make money because I was having the same problem as, I mean, everybody else will get projects, you know, kind of thing. So then I ended up working in MDEC. And that's when I was tasked to look into social media and how it was helping the animation industry. And I was like mind blown. Went to VidCon, which is the video conference in 2016, 2017, and learned so much kind of thing. And I would go to Amin and go like, oh my God, Amin, did you know this is happening? And, da, 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 da. And he was like, you went to VidCon? Because I don't watch YouTube, see? So he was a YouTuber and he's like, you went to VidCon and you had the opportunity to meet all these people and you did it? And I was like, oh, really? Am I supposed to? Yeah, so I came in with a business aspect. And then that's when Amin was like, oh, we got to be YouTubers, you know? And I was like, yeah. Yeah. And plus, I think I wasn't growing as much as I want to because I'm fast, right? So then I was kind of depressed and I got a coaching from Azran Osman Rani, you know, who's big on LinkedIn. And he told me, Nina, do whatever you've always wanted to do. And I was like, okay, fine. Osman Rani said, I should pursue whatever I want to do. And Amin said, I should be a YouTuber. Okay, fine. I'm going to be a YouTuber. So that was my, you know, silly goals, I guess. And that's how we started PopCon on the site. You know, we didn't, it was just about educating ourselves with all these talks. And that was when we came across LinkedIn and I came back to Amin and said, oh my God, Amin, LinkedIn is the place to go. And look at all these people. They're your competitors. So that's how it spread. But the beautiful thing, I think, is because of that 1 year we wanted to be a YouTuber, we met a lot of Instagram famous people, a lot of influencers, and we invited them to our talks. They are our mentors. We have these young people as our mentors, and they are the ones who taught us. And our legacy now is whatever they taught us, whether they're from Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, we now incorporate that into what we teach our students. And basically, we're teaching them to be content creators on LinkedIn and to kind of nail it. And we bring in that business aspect of it. So that's how we made it a whole new level. And that's what's so exciting about what we do. Yeah, so that is basically how we started.
Okay, you know I got more questions. But okay, let's talk about Pauline, right? And a little bit about Pauline Chia. And I guess, what do each of you bring to the table to start PopCon?
Okay, I'll let Amin go.
Okay, I kind of like tricked Pauline into coming to PopCon. That's the honest truth, right? Pauline was practically a stranger to us until a friend recommended her to us and said, hey, you know what? You should meet Pauline because she's this one person who's super detailed and she's very good at what she's doing. So her background is in organizing team building and event management. So that's when the detailness come into the picture, in which both Nina and myself is really bad at, right? So she brings in the process. She brings in the element of
structure
into the whole team. Mm. So I met Pauline based on a friend's recommendation. So we had lunch one day. Mm-hmm. And after getting to know her, I told myself, I got to get her into the team. It's just that instinct that I have there and then. And I told her, hey, you know what? Let's work together because we have this idea of creating this one event. Because Nina just came back from VidCon and I was thinking of doing our own version of VidCon in Malaysia.
Right.
This is like really just langa. This is something that we just, you know what? I have this idea. I just want to do this.
Yeah. Right? We didn't even know anything about social media when we started. So that
exactly. It's just an intention. That's it.
Yeah. That whole 1.5 years was us langaring and stalking people on social media. Hey, you want to come for our talk? Yeah, can you like share this, share that, you know?
Yeah.
And we learned along the way. And just langar was a key element of being successful on social media.
Just to kickstart things up. Yeah, when I had a conversation with Pauline said, yes, I love this idea. This is new. This is fresh.
Okay.
But she has no idea what she's putting herself into because when she came into the picture, she's like, oh my God, these two individuals are not detailed enough.
No. But can I just say something? You conned her. You said that she was going to make a lot of money. And, you know, three years in, I think we're still waiting, you know. But yeah, we have a community and that's even more rewarding. Okay?
Okay. When people think of influencers, they think of people on Instagram and TikTok, right? So what's so different about LinkedIn?
Well, what's different about LinkedIn? Okay, number one, I'm going to tell you, it's so misunderstood. A lot of people think it's about getting a job. It's not. You know, 70%, only 30% of people on LinkedIn are looking for a job at any time, which mind blows people away, which means what are the 70% of people doing? They are there to network. They are there to learn from industry experts, from the leaders of the industry. So people are there to network. And according to the latest data that Amin gave me, 40% of millionaires are on LinkedIn. So they're basically the most influential people, the who's who are there. And also, compared to other social media, there's only how many percent of content creators now, Amin?
There's only about 1 or 3% of it.
Yeah, 1 to 3%. So your possibility and ability of standing out and be seen is huge compared to other social media. And especially if you are somebody who wants to be seen as an authority in your industry, to be seen seriously and professionally, it is the best platform. But it's also very misunderstood in the sense that people think you have to be proper, you have to look good, you know, which is so not true. Because I think at the end of the day, why would we want to do business with a company? It's because of the human and the values that's behind the company. So we bring in that side, which we understand very clearly from our mentors in the other social media space.
Yeah, I'm just going to add to that. Right? One of the biggest discoveries that we had the opportunity to actually be trained by LinkedIn back in 2019, right? So I attended the training in LinkedIn at headquarters in Singapore. And then the trainers was telling me, you know what, I wanted to type Santa Claus in the search function. And boom, a whole list of professional Santa Claus is there, right? And that is one of the biggest misconceptions that we have about LinkedIn is that if you are in LinkedIn, you need to be this guy with suit and tie. But then when it comes to professional, there's other type of professionals that is not on LinkedIn yet, right? How about the bikini models, right? Those who are doing other stuff that is way different from what we think professionalism is. So we always think that professional is about creating a content that is designed like a prospectus. That's not it. It can be fun. It can be entertaining. That's one of the elements that I feel that is missing on LinkedIn, right? Because I think more professionals needs to do that, right? Add in a little bit more fun element while educating.
Yeah. It gives you a level playing field. So in our work in doing this, we found some of the most amazing professions on LinkedIn. There's birth doulas, there's death doulas. But which is amazing. And you're like, wow. And there's even, adult industry people as well. But of course, not in this country. It's in others. And we're like, whoa, we're constantly being mind blown. But the thing about social media is like, with different social media, like Instagram is about photos, right? Because it's like glossy magazine covers. With YouTube, it's about creating video. But with LinkedIn, it's so easy to start because the kind of content you can create is just so diverse. We're talking a simple post and a photo. We're talking even, what's that word? Those polls that everybody jokes about, but you get a lot of views from that. Articles, there's videos that you can do. And there's three types of videos you can do. You can do the YouTube-like videos. You can just do the point and shoot normal one. And you can also do a live interview, live shows on there. So the amount of the type of content you can create is just so diverse that anybody can start.
I'm here with Nina Sharil Khan and Yandaro Amin from Popcorn. We'll talk a little bit about what's missing in Malaysia and Southeast Asia when it comes to business influencers. Right after this, stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Bloggers for Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Yandaro Amin, or Amin, and Nina Sharil Khan from Popcorn Fest. We could know them as Popcorn. And what they do is, I guess they help businesses and individuals to stand out in the marketplace. Now, you focus a lot on the LinkedIn. Now, if I were to say, what do you guys do, right? I mean, what is the first thing that you try to explain to people what you do? The elevator pitch.
We help business professionals, sales professionals to pop on LinkedIn.
To pop on LinkedIn. Okay. I want to ask as well, right? What about and you focus a lot on LinkedIn, right? So what's the perception that LinkedIn is not for the young?
That we've been working with a lot of university graduates. And this is very interesting because they see LinkedIn as something that's very boring. It's only for people who are adults. And I will only create my LinkedIn profile because I want to get a job. That's one of the normal perceptions that people have about LinkedIn, because it's not LinkedIn's fault, because that's always been the branding for the last few years, right? It's not really a social media platform in the beginning. It was a social network platform. So people came into LinkedIn to network first, until Microsoft bought them over and started to create, to give a lot more opportunity for content creators to come in. That's when things start to change. So I think it's definitely a great place for young people to come in to promote their skills, to promote their ability. And we're seeing a trend that a lot more people are coming in to LinkedIn to start things out. Because if we take a look at the numbers itself, the growth is amazing. It's one of the best platforms to basically promote yourself organically compared to all the other platforms where you actually have to pay in order for you to
Stand out.
Right. For you to stand out.
In fact, I think we've got three students that we know of who started from university on LinkedIn, and they're doing so well on LinkedIn. They've got like 30,000 followers. They even got their jobs on LinkedIn. And as a result of their presence on LinkedIn, they're actually educating Asians about applying for jobs, what they need to put on their CVs. That they are amazing. And they really do cover content that is relevant for that generation, mindset and stuff like that. So it's really inspiring to see such people stand out.
Right. And what do you think is missing when it comes to Malaysia or Southeast Asia in terms of influencers, business influencers?
Not having any. Yeah, because there's this, okay, number one, there's this belief. I think the word influencer is kind of, you know, when you think of an influencer, you think of all these hot bikini baits, chiseled, you know, ridiculous Photoshop bodies, you know? Yeah. And then what content do they cover? Travel. Or in Malaysia, it's, you know, tudung, you know, clothes and looking good. You know, it's, everything is on the surface. So, and if I look at a business influencer, the first thing on my mind I see is Datuk Vida. No offense. I think they're fantastic. But that's not what I want my brand to be. I don't want to come out with a music video called Bobo Di Mana to be known by the whole of Malaysia. You know what I mean? You know, it wasn't until we found this lady, this 60-year-old. If you see people above 40, they're usually trying to be young, you know? So you're like, oh my God, what is going on? You know, or they're doing silly sketch. And it wasn't until we found this lady on YouTube who's about 72 years old. She's a grandmother of 22 kids. And she's got like 800,000 followers on YouTube. And what she does is she teaches people how to quilt. And in her little town, she employs 400 people out of 1,600 in her little town. And she's described by Forbes as the Disneyland of quilting. And when I shared her with Amin, I was like, oh my God, is my role model in life. You know, he was like, yeah, it's amazing. So we always share her story because if she can do it in her niche, that means, you know, whatever niche we have, whether I'm a death doula or whatever, I can, you know, I can be the leader and authority in that industry.
Okay, so tell us about some of your... So when someone comes to you, what sort of services do you provide?
Okay, so one of our main product right now is when people come to us to want to build their authority on LinkedIn. We definitely feel that LinkedIn is the best platform at this moment because, number one, it's super organic, right? It's definitely designed for starters. If I want to start creating content on TikTok, for example, it takes me at least about 3 videos a day for me to get noticed. But on LinkedIn, all you need to do is just to start with at least 2 content per week, minimum. At least 2 content per week. Then you can just gradually build it up to 3, 4, or 5. So this is what we do. A lot of the things that we teach to our student is to basically to find a way to start first. Because this is something that a lot of people are struggling. Because they have all of this procrastination, consideration, right? The ideas that people will judge me, I'm not good enough. This is some of the normal things that we encounter when we work with students. And this is something that we want to bust early on. For us, we feel that 80% of the work is attitude first, is character first. Because if you want to be a business influencer, it's the whole entire package. It's not just about you being loud on social media. But it has to be starting from the foundation itself. How you see yourself, how you build relationship with others, how do you build the confidence? That's where we start first. Then we teach the technique, right? So that's the one thing that we do. We also work with corporate organizations as well. And one of the things that we notice is that is becoming a trend is where organizations are sending their staff and employees to learn on how to use social media in the most effective and efficient way. Right. So personal branding is definitely something that is going to be, it's not It's not going to be. It's already being, it's something that's big. You need to do it, right? But a lot of people are struggling to start. Then that's where we came in to help them out.
Right.
In fact, when you have your employees and somebody like you speak about the company, you're 67% more credible compared to a celebrity that you pay a lot of money for, which is 3%. Yeah.
Mm. What have been some of your interesting success stories?
Oh, I've got one. This person, she has this sort of like construction app. Before coming to us, she basically faced 200 rejections. And we were like, what? Are you serious? Nobody in the industry wanted to work with her, you know, kind of thing. Up to the point where she was rejected, you know. And then I was like, you know what? You know what? Never mind. Just come in. We'll see what we can do. So within, I think at that time we had this LinkedIn profile class, right? I mean, I think we charged like it was 99 ringgit. After that class, she actually closed a deal for 1 million. And that's when we're like, what? Exactly. We're like, what? Yeah, and this is what Amin said. You know, the search function on LinkedIn is phenomenal. You can search for Santa Claus, you can search for her, and that's how people found her, just by tweaking her LinkedIn profile. So that's like 1 million. We had people who got job offers as well, just from that LinkedIn tweak. And then she joined our, you know, our 14 weeks course. Here's the best thing. You know how Amin says that it's attitude, it's mindset. So my specialty that I bring to the table in Popcorn is clearing people's beliefs. So I, and her belief was, I have to do everything. I have to close my own sales. You know, I cannot depend on anybody. So I worked with her on that. And then she was so exhausted. She slept, she woke up. And she texted me and she was like, Nina, what magic do you do on me? What sorcery? I'm like, what do you mean? I slept. Yeah, you're probably tired. So you're healing, you know, so. But I closed the sale while I, you know, what do you mean you closed the sale? My staff closed the sale. Huh? See? And ever since that, the next call I had from her, she's like, Nina, can I stop posting? And I'm like, what do you mean you want to stop posting? She's like, every time I post got a sale. So we're like, what did you do? She's like, what did you do, Nina? I'm like, hey, good, right? Yeah, but you know, they're a startup, so they need to make sure their operations and stuff like that. And that's one of the side effects of Popcorn, is what people say, that they need to really make sure that their operations is handled so they can, you know. But she's a very good student, I have to say. She listens to us.
Right. And that's the thing, right? You don't have to be in the hundreds of thousands of followers, but it's the right people that you manage to attract, right? So that's, you're a thought leader and a subject matter expert in your space.
Exactly. Like some people are just going to garner a lot of views because maybe they're advocating English is relevant to a lot of people. But some people, if you're going to be in the construction industry, not every person is going to be following you.
But it's okay.
It's okay because you've got the right person, you know?
When you got $1 million deals, it's okay.
Exactly. And here's what it's so misunderstood. Like me and Amin are always like shaking our head. There's so many people suddenly becoming LinkedIn guru. And then they teach people about views and whatnot. But that's not the right way to teach because you're not sorting out the insight and the foundation, but it's all about cosmetics. Then you become another, you know, Instagram or whatever, which with LinkedIn, you want to go far. That secret to having that rocket to kind of propel you into the LinkedIn space is you really got to be clear on who you are, what you offer to the world and your space in the world and the impact you want to create. So those are the big questions we work with our students with.
I want to ask as well, right? Is LinkedIn still reserved for the English literate only? And the reason I'm asking this is like, you know, did LinkedIn's presence out of China, you know, affect life?
I personally feel that if you are very good in Bahasa, for example, okay, then start posting in Bahasa.
Okay.
And if that is your market, start with that. Here's one of the things that we always have this misconception about. A professional needs to be English, but there's also the Mandarin market that's coming up, right? So if China is closing, so what? There's Taiwan, there's other Mandarin speaking all over the world.
Right.
That you basically just need to write in your own style, your own way, because that will be your client. We don't believe in having 10,000 English-speaking followers, where at the end of the day, that's not the market that you're looking for.
True.
So identify your market first. I think this is one of the exercises that we do in our program, where you want to identify who is your target ideal client first and start working with that. So I think there's a big number of Malay-speaking LinkedIn influencers coming into LinkedIn. Right. And I started to see that that trend will grow in the next few years. Yeah, eventually it will grow up.
I mean, it's so polite. I'm just going to say it as it is. One of my best friends is with LinkedIn, and she actually handles the, and this is LinkedIn, not Malaysia or Asia. We're talking the HQ. And the thing that she does is she looks into the translation of things. The first thing LinkedIn does when they go into a country, they launch it in the country's language. So it always has the country's language. So we have Bahasa Malaysia, and Indonesia has Bahasa Indonesia. And this is very important for LinkedIn because it's their commitment to the country. So and another thing is when you build your LinkedIn profile, you can actually have it in whatever languages that you can have. So I could have the same profile in English, and then I can build another one in the local language or whatever language I speak. So I could have it in French if I speak French as well.
Right.
So that makes you even more relevant. But we've got amazing students who write in Malay because they get a lot of following, kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. How do you measure success for your clients?
It's the results. At the end of the day, one of the things that we do in the beginning of the program is for them to get actually set their goals. Mm-hmm. Sales goal is always the first thing that they will always set. We always take a look at the sales. We always take a look at the revenue that they generate. Also, at the same time, another thing that is very intangible for us is the attitude that they bring into the picture. We take a look at the content itself. It's not just the view, but the engagement that they actually bring into the process. Mm. So you can have like 1,000 view or 10,000 view, but at the end of the day, if it doesn't translate into sales or any engagement, what's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Also, as Amin mentioned right at the start of the course, we actually get people to list down their goals. But basically, not everybody has a sales goal. Sometimes it's about branding awareness. Sometimes it's about it's being seen as an authority. So then we look at the KPI attached to it. What do you mean by authority? What would you like to achieve? Then they will say, oh, I want more speaking engagement. I want to create this. So we make sure it's tangible. It's what they want. And then we work towards that.
So their success is your success.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to ask as well. So in terms of you, of course, run this as a business. What are your revenue streams?
Okay, I'm going to let Amin answer that. Although Pauline is probably the best. She's not here.
So most of the revenue that we gain is from LinkedIn itself, right? But we are, since last year, we've went out of LinkedIn to basically find a place where we can actually create a community. Unfortunately, LinkedIn is not the best platform for you to build a community at this moment. The LinkedIn group feature is not the best at this moment. So we are, last year, what we did is that we actually created a Facebook group just to help people in terms of how you can actually generate more visibility through LinkedIn. So one of the things that we wanted to do is to target people who are already using social media, but they are not aware of LinkedIn yet. And either we like it or not, Facebook is still the place where people are hanging out. What we do is that we are building a bridge in such a way that people go to the Facebook group first, then they find out, oh, this is what LinkedIn does. Then they started using LinkedIn. So that's how we generate revenue by getting people into the group. Most of the things that we do from there, we go live on the Facebook group once a week. And at the same time, we have also approached organizations, corporate HR. But that's how we generate our revenue. And it's been very fun and exciting year, especially during the pandemic. We didn't expect this. Actually, our revenue tripled up into 2021 just because of LinkedIn. So we really love LinkedIn because of that.
So the lockdowns have been beneficial.
It has been super beneficial.
So beneficial for not just us, but our students as well, because they managed to stay at home and they got this opportunity to learn and go out there. And now the way they run their business is completely different. We've got like a C-level in our course, but with the knowledge that he learned, he now understands what digital marketing, which is a different aspect of digital marketing, what it can do for the company. And he set up his own team in-house, his own media team in-house, and he's educating his people at the office as well.
Okay, so you were just saying that your clients are corporations where you help them, and also individuals, right? So in terms of on how they build whatever they want, is it building the brand, thought leadership, and what have you, right? And it's interesting the growth that you have experienced with the pandemic, ongoing pandemic, and the lockdowns. Moving forward, right? How do you think things will change? Let's say we're out in the market. How do you see this space evolving?
My opinion. The best thing about LinkedIn right now is that we experienced this in 2021 and 2020 during the pandemic, is that the market is no longer in Malaysia only. It has opened up, especially if you are business coach trainers who are playing this Malaysian market, right? We've been getting a lot of students from Singapore. We've been getting a lot of speaking engagement. The trend is not just to stay here in Malaysia. It's also to get out of Malaysia and find out, expand your influence somewhere else, right? Mm. It's exciting moment for us.
Yeah. So we actually see a hybrid world. And moving forward, I think we're going to be seeing more revenue streams as well, to answer your question, because with the world opening up, we could actually have events now, because we came from events and now we've learned about online. So it's going to be a combination of both kind of thing. So another revenue stream, because, you know, we had you as our speaker at the CXO Con as well, which is, you know, a C-level influencer kind of conference, and we can easily create that. And we're working on something which hopefully will be launched before Raya. So you want to stay tuned for that.
So watch this space. And of course, you know, I guess they can also follow you on LinkedIn, you guys, together with Popcorn. So thank you so much for spending time. Exciting times ahead, indeed. I've been speaking to Yandaro Amin and Nina Sharil Khan from Popcorn. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with bossbelly.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.